Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia. Network Asia.
This episode is brought to you by Ogawa Philippines, the leading retail brand of health and wellness equipment. After a long, tiring ride, you deserve the best comfort. Mga ka-rider, invest in wellness. Check out their promos at Ogawa Philippines' Facebook page and shop online at ogawaworld.net.ph. Thank you, Ogawa, for supporting Tunay na Rider.
And we're back. Oh, Jolly, sige, ikaw na yung boss. Go.
Yari, naghang.
Ayun. Nasintak sa'yo, Ibe. Welcome sa Tunay na Rider, ang pinakawalang kwentang game show sa balat ng Pasig. Ayun.
Naka-pentium to kasi yan si Jolly, mahilig sa vintage.
Pentium. Oo, hipster ako eh.
Hipster talaga yung computer.
Pentium 2 talaga yung pinakamagandang ano sa tingin ko talagang ginawa ng Intel. Eh. Windows XP. Ayun. Welcome back, Iba.
Thank you. Good to be here. Y'all.
Yeah. Si Jenna nilalagnat daw.
Oh.
Yari. Teka lang. Intro natin. Andito na si Iba.
Hello,
anong pang-intro ko, Iba?
Parang limang beses mo na sinasabing nandito na si Iba.
Oh, then na-miss ko talaga si Iba. ang hirap nang wala si Iba. At syempre, si Buck, Pogi, Pago, nandito. And of course, ako, si Jolly Alarcon. Ang inyong paboritong host sa Tunay na Rider.
True. It's true. Lahat ng mga contest natin, lahat ng mga competition natin, ikaw yung nanalo.
Viewer's Choice Award.
Viewer's Choice Award.
At syempre, meron tayong napakalupit na guest ngayong gabi. The one, the only, si Renz Ongkiko. Isang ano to.
Thank you. Parang ngayon lang ako na-validate na tunay na rider talaga ako nung nag-guest ako dito.
Ay, nako, Renz, hindi pa.
Parang ilang taon pagkatapos na ako nag-ride. Ano? Parang ngayon ko lang naramdaman na, ay, tunay na rider na ako kasi nag-guest ako dito kila Iba, Jolly, pati Buck. Pero bakit pag nagahang ka, ano, parang pag nagahang si Jolly, nakalabas yung dimples palagi. Napansin nyo, guys.
Uy.
Parang may baya eh. Ayan. Pangatlong boses na yun.
Oh, gagalaw na ako lagi. Magalaw na ako lagi. Isang oras ako gagawin to.
Alright. Ayun. Intro, Jolly.
Bago tayo magsimula sa ating episode, i-share muna natin ang ating sikreto sa pag-monetize ng ating podcast. Ang Podmetrics. Kasi ang Podmetrics ay ang ating platform that allows us to have full control of how we monetize our show. So kung isa kang podcaster, isang taong balak mag-podcast or mag-advertise sa podcaster, make sure mag-sign up ka sa aming link dun sa comment section below at gamitin ang aming referral code TunenRider so you can monetize your podcast too. Tapos, napaka-init ngayong panahon pero malapit na magpasko. Pag magpasko, malinig ang panahon, bagay na bagay ang TunenRider Coffee. Dahil ang TunenRider Coffee ay available pa sa Shopee. Bili na kayo.
Bili na! Dapat yun, no?
Bili na!
Bili na!
11-11 ngayon.
May 11-11 sale ba yung tunay na Rider Coffee?
Oo!
Oo nga, 11-11 pala ngayon.
Buy 2 lang ako for the price of 2.
Good deal, ha?
Oo! Pag apat binili mo, price of 4.
Wow!
Wow!
Sulit yun, ha?
Deal.
Okay.
So
what are you waiting for? Search Tunay na Rider Coffee in your Shopee browser.
Yay!
Ay, medyo epic yung episode natin ngayon. This is our 75th episode and we still suck.
Congrats, guys.
75th episode na to?
75s!
75 na times na natin ginagawa yung kalokohan na to? Grabe.
And palpak
ang bilis talaga ng pagkakataon.
Palpak yung intro. Ang haba na.
Para kasi ka, alam mo, Iba, ang tunay na rider, di nagre-rehearse.
Oy, si Nudge. Kailan ka mag-guess, Nudge?
Busy daw si Nudge, kaya ayaw mag-guess eh.
Uy, napapanood ko
hindi, kasi sorry, Nudge. Si Nudge tunay na rider eh. Siyempre, ride ng ride. Kaya medyo hectic ang
kanyang schedule. Walang panahon mag-guess.
Alright. I'm gonna cut it short. Let's jump right to it. Renz, thank you for being on the show. It's an awesome honor. Kailan ka nag-start ng ride? Mag-ride?
First and foremost, thank you for having me, guys. Sobrang laking honor na, alam mo yun, makasama ako kayo dito sa podcast. Pinapanood ko tong podcast niyo before. Ako siguro elementary days pa lang marunong na ako mag-motor. Kasi growing up, yung family ko kasi mother side from Zamboanga, mga Chabacano. And my lolos, yes, my lolos and titos, they're talaga mga motorcycle enthusiasts. So growing up, makita ko yung lolo ko in his Kawasaki 650W1, tapos yung kanyang Weezer scooter na 50cc, and plus my other tito, si Tito Al, siya talaga yung naging influence ko sa pagbumotor. He has 15 vintage classic bikes in his garage. So, meron siyang Vespa 1950s na GS160 doon. Yeah, Triumph Tiger T110 na 1960s. Damn. Yeah. He has all the Honda Cubs na from 50s, 70, 90. Yeah. Meron din siyang, Jolly, meron siyang BMW R100S doon na 1970s. So, lahat yan nasa garage niya. So, every time we go there, aangkas ako sa tito ko and we would go around the city. Pero hindi ako doon natuto mag-motor eh. Kasi hindi nila, kasi sila, mga na-aksidente na sila sa motor, so ayaw nila akong turuan doon. So dito, meron kami dating kapitbahay na merong, grade 6 ako nito eh, meron silang water delivery na business. So yung boy nila na nagde-deliver yung ng tricycle, nakakalabang ko sa basketball yun. So pag morning, magbabasketball kami, tapos sasabihin ko sa kanya pagbalik, pag maglalakad kami noon pasabay eh, pauwi dito kasi katapat lang halos sila ng bahay namin. Sabihin ko, bro, turuan mo ako magmotor. Ako magde-deliver ng mga tubig.
Yun, ang galing. Ako
So, ako yung nagde-deliver ng tubig. Less hassle for him. So, tinuruan niya ako magmotor. Ano pa yun? Kawasaki HD2. So, yung kaliwang kamay mo, may bubunutin ka na wire, pang choke, tapos yung kanan, pipigay mo yung gas, tapos tatadyaan mo para mag-start. HD2, tapos parang siso
HD2.
Yung...
HD2?
Yes, Kawasaki. Yung
siso, yung fastest motorcycle in the world,
minus,
diba?
H2 yun, H2 yun. Ibig HD.
H2 ba yun?
So yun, and then doon ako natuto mag-ano. Mas nauna pa ako naka-experience ng manual na motor kaysa doon sa automatic na scooter. Then after that, yun, nakakilala ako ng neighbor na merong Honda Dio. And then nangihiram ako every now and then. So every now and then, nangihiram na ako ng mga motor dito. Diskarte lang talaga. Diskarte lang.
So ever since talaga nasa dugo, passion mo, yung motor?
I do believe so. From my lolo, from my titos, talaga. Alos lahat ng mga tito ko sa Zamboanga talaga nagmo-motor. No? So I think nandun, nakuha ako sa kanila yung hilig sa pagmo-motor. Mm-hmm. And first time ko na sumakay ng makapagmaneho ng motor na ako mag-isa, na manual, comfortable ka agad ako eh. Parang ang sarap ng feeling eh. Sobrang sarap
ng feeling. Tapos na yung show. Sorry, official, tunay na rider. Tapos na. I'll call it right here. Thank you everyone for joining us on Tunay na Rider.
Thank you sa mga sponsors.
Thank you sa mga sponsors. And nakakaya na i-interview si Renz kasi parang yung history of motorcycles niya, talong-talo tayong lahat, pare.
Hindi lang to basta-basta sumubay sa uso eBay, no. Talagang basically nasa lahi ang pagmomotorsiklo sa pamilya niya.
Tayo yung poser. If you
but I bought my first motorcycle 2013, 2014 eh. Binili ko yun kay Alvin D of Turatech. Kilala niyo yan, Alvin D. Yes, of course. Shout out Alvin. Ayan, long time
no
see.
Either like sport bike yon. Kailan mo binili?
2013, 2014, gano'n. Siguro end
2013,
of 2013.
2014, it's either a sport bike or an adventure bike. Anong binili mo kay Alvin?
Actually, none of yung sa sinabi mo. Dude, I bought his old CB400 Hyper
yung
VTEC Spec 1.
Yung pang-deliver nila.
Yes! Exactly! Exactly! Alam mo yun yung road.
I know that yung bike.
Yes! 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 Umayag sila Alvin na sa tawag ko na
160,000.
Ay, panalo. Sumali sa Club PK.
Panalo! Panalo talaga.
Panalo!
Exactly.
That's a great bike.
Yeah.
Ang ganda ng tunog noon. Pero wala, nandun lang sa shop. Ginagamit lang nila pang-deliver pang-hako, yeah. At pang-ano. Yun ang service bike nila, Alvin.
Alam mo, ang bait nila, Alvin, kasi nung binabili ko yung bike, so, they asked me na palitan ko na yung clutch, and then yung tinono din nila yung valves. So when I got it, so para siyang takbong brand new na siya, and sobrang tibay nung CB400 na yun.
Si Archie ba yung gumawa?
Yes, exactly, si Archie. Okay. kilala mo yung mga tao doon. Kilala mo yung mga tao doon. Exactly. Because I was working with TV5, di ba? So malapit lang yung TV5 sa Turatech.
Yep, diba? yep.
So andun, minsan nadaanan ko, and then, may binibenta ba kayong bike? Ito, ganyan. Binibenta namin yan. So, at first, I think, magkano ba yung parang 180 yata yung bigay ni Alvin noon. Mababa na yun for 180 before.
Oo.
Tapos, sabi ko, 160, Sabi ko, kapag hindi pumayag, then it's not the time for me to own my first bike. Pero pag pumayag, game to. Pumayag. The next day, nakamotor na ako na umuwi. Nanghiram pa ako ng helmet sa cameraman ko.
So that's a perfect first bike. Parang I can't imagine a more perfect first bike than a CB. Everything. It's reliable. Ang ganda ng sound. It's easy to maintain.
Yeah, they call it the bulletproof bike eh.
Yep,
kasi
hindi
siya basta-basta nasisira. Sobra, and kahit anong kailangan mo, dumaan ka lang ng Caloocan, meron.
May parts.
Napakadaling maghanap ng parts ng ng
alam mo, sa
CB400.
Sa dami-dami ng CB400 na na-service ko na, parang never pa ako nakakita ng maduming langis sa CB400.
Oo nga eh. Actually, nung nag-first change oil ko doon, sabi ko, uy, Linis ah. Linis ng loob ah. Oh. Yeah.
Nasa iyo pa?
Wala na. It was nakuha siya ng isang guy from Pampanga and it's being well taken care of right now. So nakikita ko pinopost niya pa rin and the bike looks as good as it was when it was with me. So ang ganda. Naka Yoshimura pipe na 'yon. Full exhaust.
Mm. Yep,
so,
yep.
So pinapalitan ko lang siya ng tires, pati levers, but all stock. And then sumasabay 'yon sa mga sports bike, yung sa mga middleweights, because basta ipasok mo lang lagi sa VTEC yung RPM. Once it hits 7,000, mag-iiba na yung tunog doon. Yes! Ang sarap! Ang sarap ng feeling! Ang sa sarap sa ng feeling! Jolly.
Di ako yun, si Iba yun.
Ay, si Iba ba?
Pasok eh. Una malalim yung tunog. And then once the RPM hits 7,000, woo! Yeah. She's...
Okay, that's game, actually game. One of the sabay, best. Sabay tayo. Sabay-sabay tayo. 1, 2, 3.
No, but seriously, that is an iconic sound. What's up, mga katunay? Alam mo, naglo-long ride ka or kahit scooter ride sa traffic. Minsan, ako, sumasakit talaga yung likod ko. Nagkakaroon ako ng mga bukol, mga lamig. May sikreto ako. Ikaw, Jolly, anong solusyon mo doon?
Wala iba. Kasama na talaga sa pagiging tunay na rider yan, di ba? Yung iindahin mo na lang ang sakit ng katawan pa nagre-ride ka. Bakit? Ano ba ang sikreto mo, iba?
Alam ni Bak kung anong sikreto ko.
Ha? Wala ba kayong mga ugawa?
Ha? Ugawa? Ano yun?
Ano ba naman kayo? 2021 na. Think about it, Jolly. It relaxes your muscles and improve flexibility. Check out their promos at Ugawa Philippines Facebook page. And shop online at ugawa.net.ph.
Bibili nga ako ng ugawa na yun.
Yung CB400. Ang ganda talaga ng tunog nun.
Sobrang ganda ng tunog
nun. Sobrang suave.
Yeah.
So, okay. We know it's in your genes. We know it's generational. Pero what is it about riding that makes you love it?
It's ano eh. Well, it's a getaway, literally getaway siya, and it's a getaway from
kung nag-rob ka ng bank. Marami.
getaway
talaga. Getaway, yeah. Pero it's ano eh. Parang you're in a different dimension eh, di ba? Parang 'yun, parang ganun pag pumasok ka na sa VTEC, yung CB400 mo, parang nasa ibang dimension ka lang. Ang sarap ng feeling eh.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4.
iba eh. Lalo pag na yun, pag narinig mo yung tunog, yung feeling na parang naiiwan yung kaluluwa mo. Lalo yun, first big bike ko yun, CB400 na Hyper VTEC. Ang sarap eh. Parang yun na. Doon na nag-kickstart yung pagiging wheelie. I mean, mahilig na ako sa motor before, but when I owned my first motorcycle, kahit second hand lang siya, talagang sabi ko, wala, magiging bisyo to. Magiging bisyo to. Paalam ko sa wife ko noon, dinadahilan ko sa wife ko noon kasi before yung TV5 nasa Novaliches and then it transferred
to... That's right.
It transferred to Mandaluyong. So, kasi kami, we live in QC. So, mas malayo na and mas mahal na yung gas. So, nung nahanap ko yung motor
kila Alvin. Uy, TV5, nagpaparinig, taasan mong sweldo nito?
Tapos,
bike at saka ano?
Lipat kayo ulit sa ibang lugar para may dahilan
na
tapos, ng motor.
Sabi ko sa wife ko, ang mahal na ng gas. Ang mahal na ng gas. Sa tingin ko, kailangan ko na magmotor. And then yun, lo and behold, binigay kaagad ni Lord yung aking ano answer sa dun sa gas problem ko.
Okay, so that's a great segue. Speaking of binigay ni Lord, so what is Hesed about? Ano yung Hesed?
Well, Hesed, yeah, ito, the one that I'm wearing right now. So,
but it's a mug.
Yeah, this is our clothing line. So he said, we started this kami ni Jack Magdato, my friend who also rides, he rides a Vespa Sprint. So pareho kaming Christian. And then nung first ko na, nung sumasama ako sa kanila sa Vespa Cool, we are now Vespa Club Makati. Nung sumasama ako sa kanila, minsan bigla lang sabi ni Jack, parang, bro, tayo nga tayo ng ano, tayo tayo ng business, clothing. Tapos sabi ko, bro, actually matagal nang nasa isip ko yan eh. Matagal ko nang gusto magtayo ng clothing business. Actually, may mga nakatabi na ako ng mga design dito sa laptop ko. Papakita ko sa'yo, sabi ko. Pero mga vintage design yan. Sabi niya, pero ano, lagay natin yung, kasi we're both motorcycle enthusiasts and pareho tayong Christian. So, let's merge that together. Let's create a brand na motorcycle, moto apparel siya, pero Christian din at the same time. So, we created Hesed. So, ayan, si Jack, nag-comment.
Ayun.
So, yeah. So Hesed, when you Google it, it doesn't have a single meaning. Hesed has a lot of meanings, but it actually encapsulates God's love to His people. So God's love to His people is an unconditional love, is a steadfast love. So all of those meaning siya ng hesed. Hesed is a Hebrew word, yon, that means God's love to His people, God's steadfast love, God's unconditional love. So lahat yun meaning niya. So that's yun yung sinuggest ni Jack na pangalan. And sabi ko, perfect. So yung tagline namin, worship, ride, love, because we created Hesed to worship God and at the same time share His love while we ride. Kaya Hesed, worship, ride, love. So it's Hesed Vintage Moto Apparel, worship, ride, love yung aming yung tagline ng aming brand. So it's a local brand, puro vintage designs. Ano siya? We're trying to improve with every collection. So right now, we will be, sa Sunday, we will be at Tapadera for the Moto Pop-Up, for the third Tapadera Moto Pop-Up. So we will be with a lot of other local moto apparel brands like si KT Moto Wood, sila Scoot Daily Manila, Six Gear Moto Supply, shout out to Maki Aganon, madami pang iba. So palaki ng palaki yung ano eh, yung moto, local moto apparel community. So maganda rin na may mga event na ganito na nabibigyan ng exposure yung mga products ng mga katulad namin na startup na local moto apparel. So right now, ayun, ang meron kami, we have released our third collection na may pants kami, meron kaming heavy cotton t-shirts, meron kaming jerseys, yung caps namin sold out, and sobrang we feel like sobrang blessed ni Lord yung itong Hesed, because lagi every time we would release yung a collection, in 2 weeks ROI kami palagi.
Nice,
in 2 weeks.
Nice.
So yeah.
Okay, so where can you tell us more about the event? Where's the event? Dan tayo, Buck Jolly.
Yeah, this Sunday sa Tapadera. It's from Tapadera sa Makati, sa Camagong Street. So dulo ng Ayala, you see the fire station and the police station beside each other. So malapit na siya doon. Yan. So ito na yung third na Tapadera Moto Pop-Up. So marami, this time mas marami na. When we started the Moto Pop-Up sa Tapadera, parang apat lang kami na brands doon. So ngayon, mas marami na. So bukod sa amin, andyan yung Ride Life PH, they also make shirts, Full Print Manila, they make yung mga jerseys, mga long sleeves. So Scoot Daily Manila, mga moto supply, Six Gear Moto Apparel, yung Kilamaki, Vantage Vault, I know they supply Hellstones, Vespa Cover, Wear Machine, si Wear Machine i-supply si mga Deus Ex Machina and Fuel, Gear Up PH. Si Gear Up PH pala yung nag-supply ng Hellstone. So, yeah. And then, may isang si Chef Mikar will be joining us also. Yung kanya yung En Route Pastries. So, it's a motorcycle, bicycle-inspired na ano mga pastries naman.
Uy, mukhang masaya so, yan.
It's a big event.
And if people wanted to check out Hesed, where do they go?
So we have a Facebook page, so you can check it out, Hesed, and then on Instagram at Hesed.x. So, but we will have a website soon. So, and we will have Shopee and Lazada soon. So, next time, magpa-plug na rin ako lang katulad ng tunay na rider na kape. Ganyan. Makakasama na kami. Hopefully, sa 12-12 sale, meron ng Hesed.
Pang Pasko na. Alright.
Yes, sir.
And speaking about motorcycle gear and safety, we partnered with NordVPN through Podmetrics for you guys to also enjoy the same experience. They have an amazing promo right now that allows you to get 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free when you use our link in the description and the description code TNR before checking out. They also offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Sign up for NordVPN now.
Ganda naman ang segue na yun, iba?
No, pasok na pasok eh. parang may ano, may sa amin sa sports coverage, parang may segment producer sa tabi, parang may floor director. Segue me, karatula na yun. Galing.
Ayun. Ito naman, Renz, usapang motorsiklo naman.
Dito, I think this is more a lot more interesting when because I'm really curious after yung family history of your motorcycles. I'm really curious about talking about the bikes you have now.
Kasi alam ko medyo interesting yung iyong ano eh, yung rider story, yung evolution as a rider. So ano ba ngayon yung current bike mo na ginagamit?
Right now, ano na lang, ang natira na lang sa stable is Vespa GTS 300. So yun na lang yung parang everyday steed ko. But before, after nung CB 400, so mainit ako magmotor noon eh. I just owned my first bike. Sabi ko, gusto ko upgrade. Kailangan mas ma-higher cylinder. So more. My friend, yeah, more. So my friend, si Gian Tianco, he has a Ducati 748R, the R version, na sakto, gusto niya nang pakawalan noon. So I got it. So first time ko mag-Ducati. So na medyo luma, 2001 model 'yun eh. Pero feel na feel ko yung ano eh, subsub na subsub ka dun sa 748R eh. Kasi it's the same as the 946 body, ganyan. Pero yun nga, medyo nahirapan ako mag-maintain na kasi it's an old bike pero sobrang gwapo niya. So I have to let it go.
And European bike.
Yeah.
So I mean, pero it really
sobrang bigat, ah.
Takes dedication.
Exactly. Sobrang bigat sa loob ko na i-let go kasi it's yellow, it's numbered, it's limited edition, it's numbered. Tapos ayoko talaga paawalan eh. Kung may budget lang ako pambili ng pangalawang bike, I'll just keep this in the living room. Pero wala eh. Kailangan, kay, alam mo yun,
medyo napapagalitan. Sobrang sexy yung 748R eh.
Yeah.
Yung medyo napapagalitan na tayo.
Ah, yeah. Exactly. Dual exhaust under the
ito yung nagpauso nung ano yung tambucho sa ilalim ng upuan.
Exactly. Thermi, carbon thermis pa yun, dual. Tapos all-ins, front and rear, Brembos. Kaya lang yung maintenance medyo negative kay wife. So you have to let it go. Kailangan paawalan. So next is Z1000. Doon ako nag-Japan. Bumalik ako sa Japanese. Yeah. So yun. I took that sa Sagada Baguio ride, and then sobrang na-enjoy ko yon yung Z1000 na yon. And then yun nga, more mainit pa rin eh. After Z1000, ZX10R na. Ayan, so when I had my ZX10R, sakto pinasok naman ako ni ano no, ni Raniel Resuelo sa California Superbike School para mas makabisado ko yung motorcycle ko, and I'm very thankful for that. So mas na-enjoy ko yung sports bike ko. And then, all of a sudden, yung init sa motor, medyo nag-die down. After owning the ZX-10R for a year, medyo nag-die down. So, ang kinuha ko after that is yung STKD Custom. STKD pa sila, JB Borromeo before, na BMW R1150R. Jolly, yung nakasabay ko sila Jolly when we rode to Pampanga si BMW. Guwapo nun. Sobrang guwapo nun, Jolly, di ba?
Yun ba yung bike ko?
Yung marami kulay?
So fully custom siya na R1150R.
That's my bike, right? Yeah, it is my bike. May ganun ako.
Yun ba yun?
Nakatawa. Oh, may ganun ka. Oo, may ganun ka, iba.
May ganun ako.
So, ito, naka-ano siya, naka-rally scrambler setup siya na R1150R. And sobrang okay siya. Yun. And that was my last bike before the pandemic hit. And then the pandemic hit, I have to let it go. So, yung bumili, he traded in his new, brand new na MT-07 plus cash. So, tinanggap ko na rin. At least, meron pa rin akong malaking motor kahit papaano. Mm. And then ayun nga, parang hindi ko masyado na enjoy si MT-07. So pinakawalan ko. And then merong good
yung MT-07 na, parang ano yan eh. It's a great bike, pero I mean, I don't wanna get in trouble here, but it's kind of boring. Like it's, 'di ba? Parang yeah.
Sobrang I love the sound. I love the torque. It's just that siguro sa yung pag nagko-corners ka medyo kasi yung suspension it's too soft for me. Pag nagko-corners.
Hindi so, matulin ang MT-07. Pero sa akin matulin. Din ano, pag umuupo ako naka-squat yung likod ng MT-07 sa akin eh.
Yeah. Matulin ang sarap ng speed ng
MT-07. It's a great bike. It's a great bike.
CP2 engine,
walang amor
sobrang
sa
suwabe.
Akin yung MT-07 eh. Yung soul, parang hindi ko ka-vibes.
May mga guess, modern motorcycles na ganun eh.
Oo. Yeah.
Masyado yung mga in. Ang mga Yamaha kasi iba, ano yan, Asian fit yung mga bikes nila eh. Mm. Hindi talaga tayo pagka-casual sa mga motorcycle na yun.
Yeah, hindi kasi yung chan ko doon.
Ako swak lang. Swak ako. Swak ako sa mga Yamaha na bikes. Ayun. And yung sobrang swabe nun. Yung CP2 engine, I love the sound. As in, it sounds like a V4. Kasi yung nakuha ko, naka-Acra na rin siya. Na full exhaust. So, ganda. Ganda ng tunog. And then, yun. Nung pinakawalan ko yun, may good deal na may binibenta na sobrang mura na Ducati Monster, yung isang friend. Sabi ko, sige nga, ano, magbabuy and sell ako ng motorcycle. So, doon na ako nasimula magbuy and sell. And then yun, si Monster, yung kumuha sa akin sa kanya, he traded in his GTS 300 plus cash.
Oh, wait, so, what? Anong Monster? Anong model?
It's a 2012 C95. Super fresh. Mm. Oo, talagang hindi halos nagamit. I got it 3,000 kilometers, all stock. Tapos walang linis ng engine, walang leaks and everything. Sobrang fresh. So, when si Doc Robbie Orata, siya yung kumuha, no? When he saw it first time, sabi niya, grabe, parang brand new, sobrang kinis. So, ayun. And then now, after the Monster, yun, Vespa. Ah, nagkaroon din pala ako ng NMAX before when I was in, kasabay nung ZX-10R ko, naka-NMAX din ako. Yun yung parang everyday steed ko. Sa from QC to Mandaluyong, everyday steed. One full week, 200 pesos lang from Monday
sobrang
to Saturday.
Sobrang practical yung NMAX.
Sobrang practical yung NMAX. As in, yung box ko sa likod, 40-liter box. Andun na yung suit ko, andun yung leather shoes ko, pag meron na akong studio anchor na gig. So, grabe. Sobrang practical, sobrang convenient siyang motor. Panalo.
Ay, ano 'di ba? Speaking of, 'di ba? Endorser ka rin ng Yamaha, 'di ba?
I was blessed to be ano, to be part yung huling itong 2021 lineup na nilabas ng Yamaha for their Mio lineup. So, I was blessed to be part of that campaign. And sobrang thank you, Yamaha, for that. And yun nga, talaga, kasi ako I owned a Yamaha scooter before and I owned a Yamaha motorcycle. Sobrang reliable yung mga Yamaha engine, especially sa Philippine setting, sobrang panalo.
Hi everyone, Stancy here.
This is Ro.
My name is Chino.
And this is Camus.
If you're into anything and everything wrestling related, listen to our podcast, The Wrestling Wrestling Podcast, available on Spotify and all major podcast platforms. Make sure to follow us on social media at Wrestling2XPod as well.
Peace.
Yeah, you can't really get more practical than a Mio, man. That is yung NMAX, yung social na Mio eh.
Yeah. It's value for money, grabe.
Value for money.
Yeah. Before.
So what brought you to a GTS 300, which for me, if I was going to get a daily rider, the GTS would kind of be like...
Exactly. Yeah.
It's like not 400cc and it's not small enough para madali sa masikip na traffic. Alam mo yun?
Nasa bingit siya.
It was what nice. Was presented to me eh. Yeah, before. Well, yung nung gustong kunin ni Doc, yung Doc Robbie, yung Monster. So, tinitrade niya yung GTS niya plus cash. So, hindi ko rin alam kung kilala ko yung sarili ko. Hindi rin ako mapapanatili pag wala akong motor eh. So, at least meron pa rin akong motor plus at least may cash ako. So, he traded in the GTS 300 plus cash for the Monster. That's how he got the Monster. Yeah. And then, yung NMAX ko naman before, matagal na yung nililigawan ng isang friend ko, si Jerty. So, nung nag-pandemic, so, I was like, sige na nga. Kahit mabigat sa loob ko, bitawan yung NMAX. Alright, sige. Bitawan ko na yung NMAX.
Eh pero ano dun sa ang dami mong nabanggit na bikes, ang dami mong napagdaanan. Pero ano sa tingin mo doon sa isang phase of your riding career, yung parang pinaka-favorite mo or yung parang na-ride mo most often?
Kasi lahat tayo may nabenta natin at that point in time, pero years later nagsisisi ka. Alam mo yun, may lahat tayo may motor na ganun the motorcycle that got away.
Yeah. For me, Jolly, alam mo naman, dude, the BMW R1150R, yung STKD custom, yun talaga, as in, hindi siya kasi bilis ng ZX10R, but I love the torque of the engine, I love, yun nga nasabi ni Iba kanina, may soul yung motor na yun eh, may personality yung motor na yun eh, and up till now, pag nakikita ko siya na pinopost ng friend ko na nakakuha nun, up till now, napapakomment pa rin ako na, man, ganda talaga ng bike na yan, bro. Parang, if ever you're gonna sell it, let me know. Parang ganun. Yun talaga eh.
Si King, iba patingin ng...
Ay, nako. Si King, medyo in the market yun eh.
Oo. Sige, yeah. King, schedule natin kung kailan ka dadaan dito. Pero baka interested si Renz.
Nagsisimula yung presyo sa...
mukhang mag-uunahan tayo, King. Pero
so, okay.
Grabe yung ganun.
So yun ang, that's the bike that got away.
That's the bike that got away. And I think I'm at the point in my riding career na parang gusto ko yung vintage look na may performance pa rin. Andun na ako hindi na ako yung I'm not looking for the track anymore. I'm not looking for high speed, yung 200 to 250 or up to 300 kph. Andun na ako sa I wanna enjoy the bike, I wanna look good on it, I wanna enjoy the journey, and ayoko na sakit ng ulo. So
parang lahat tayo dumaan sa ganun The minute you start loving the NMAX, tunay na rider ka na. Alam mo yun? Kasi everything else
hindi naman NMAX. Parang...
No. The minute you start loving any bike that is practical, gets you from point A to point B,
exactly.
Tunay na rider ka na
Yeah.
Diba? Hindi kaya na forma, it's pure riding na.
Kaya ba iba apat yung scooter mo?
Oo.
And counting.
And counting.
Sobrang parang... nung nagkaroon ako ng NMAX, parang na-enlighten ako eh, na parang wow, may isasarap pa pala yung everyday commute kapag naka-motor. Kasi dati
naku,
I would ride from QC to Mandaluyong na naka-biggy, naka-malaki. So may time na naka-Z1000 ako, yung 748R dinadala ko sa TV5, yung ZX10R dinadala ko sa TV5, and then yung NMAX na first time ko dinala yung NMAX from here up to TV5. Grabe! As in, pagdating ko ng TV5, wala akong pawis. Tapos, naisip ko, pwede pala ako naka-polo eh.
Yep.
As in, alam mo, I was working in
Makati. Okay, kami ni Jolly, we were working in Makati. Araw-araw, ginagamit ko yung 1200 GS.
Grabe naman to si Iba. De, ako, araw-araw naman yung R65 din.
And then, bumigay yung clutch. And I had...
Then, walang overheat ng bike ko na yun.
Yung 1200 GS, I had to spend like 75 grand. And naisip ko, mag-scooter na lang ako.
Gusto ko yung ano, Iba. Gusto ko yung... Ano yung article mo dun sa ano? Yung pinihiram ka ng Kim Kulike?
Sa top bikes.
Nakabili na ng ano eh. Diba, yung operating cost ni Iba, fixed na yun sa 1200. Nung gumamit siya ng Kim Kulike, ano yung sabi mo doon? Nakabili ka ng mansion pagkatapos. Tsaka yate.
Parang feeling ko ang yaman-yaman ko nung naka-scooter na ako eh.
Hindi, pero grabe ang practicality ng mga bagong bikes ngayon. Yung, yeah. Alam mo yung, so I sold my R65, bumuli ako ng 250cc na scooter, yung Honda Freeway. Tapos, tumirik yung freeway, pumutok yung radiator. Eh, yung pumutok yung radiator, sakto nasa tapat ako ng condo ni Iba. So, tago ko, Iba, pairam ng bike. Ano bang bike mapapairam mo? Yung Tike, gamit mo yung Tike, yung ano, yung 50cc na 15,000 pesos brand yun na.
Uy, hindi yan 50cc ah.
110
ba yun? 110cc yun. 15,000 pesos brand new, 110cc.
May libre pang helmet. Tapos, parang ginamit ko yun. Nung nilabas si Iba, tanga na joke ba to? Hindi, sige, ginamit ko. Langya Renz, from bahay ko sa QC hanggang Makati and back, pinultan ko, di ba, bago ko ubuwi. Pag uwi ko, pinafultan ko ulit, umapaw sa 50 pesos. Panalo yun. Kasi parang
BMX wow. Yan na linagyan ng 110cc na makina eh.
Umapaw eh, no? 50 pesos lang eh. So less than a meter. Yung fuel capacity niya.
Hindi, di naman. Malaki-laki yung, ano niya, yung gas tank niya, yung frame niya. Parang mga, may mga 6 liters siguro.
Mga 6 liters. Pero tapos, tama sobrang... si Henorio ah. Si Henorio Reyes, aging is a big factor too.
tama, I agree. Oh, actually, I agree. Yeah.
Tapos tuwang-tuwa ako nun kasi sa Makati Avenue, alam yung traffic sa Makati Avenue pag rush hour, di ba? Yung Tike, pwede kong buhatin sa bangketa. Tapos lalakarin ko sa sidewalk. Tapos pag sa dulo, buhatin ko pababa ng kalye. Okay, andar na ako.
Yung tingin ng mga police minsan, electric yun eh. Boss, electric ba yan? Kasi talaga BMX na may makina eh.
Hindi, tsaka
ko narin. Anong tunog niya? Parang
pangit.
Parang tuti? Parang
gano? Parang genset.
Parang genset.
Parang genset. I know. Alam ko yung
tunog niya. Kung kunwari, malaking tao ko eh, kaming dalawa ni Iba nakasakay sa Tike, hindi kami checkpoint eh.
Kasi
naawa sila sa amin.
E-bike.
Kasi kala nila sa either e-bike o bisikleta lang dala namin.
Eh. Anong max speed doon? Nung 110? Anong max speed niya?
60? Oo.
At saka yung ano, speed to thrill factor noon. Yung 60 noon, para ka naka 200 sa big bike.
Oo.
Yung vibration, iba na.
Yep.
Naka VTEC yun.
Okay, so going back to ano, your bikes. Actually, parang naka VTEC yun. Kasi pinahiram ko kay Jolly at kay Bob yung bike. So, kung ano ginawa nila sa bike, then pauwi na ako. And sabi ko, ba't parang ang ganda ng tunog? Pagtingin ko, natanggal na yung tambucho. Like isang tornillo na lang.
Naka-open pipe ka na.
Oo, naka-open pipe na ako.
Sabi mo, Iba, torture namin dalawa ni Buck. So tumakbo kami, magkaangkas kami dalawa dun sa bike.
Okay, so sorry. Going back, bucket list bike. So we know the bike that got away. What's your next bike?
Yun.
If Holy you could grail. Have any bike.
Ayun nga, yung combination ng performance and vintage na look and low maintenance, I think nasa bucket list ko talaga yun, Triumph Truxton R.
Sayang wala si Jenna. Yeah. Papahiram ka ni Jenna noon.
Yeah, Triumph Truxton R talaga. Yung gusto ko. And then medyo mas closer to reality right now. Royal Enfield the 650, the twins, either Interceptor or GT Continental. Ang ganda ng mga review. Mm. Yeah.
Yun. Pero maganda yung ano. Maganda tong suggestion ni Mike Tagli, oh. PGO G-Max ni mga
that,
Taiwan.
That is a great scooter, ah. That is
na talaga.
Oo. Hindi ka pa na try, pero
I haven't tried that yet. PGO G-Max. I'll look it up.
Medyo ano lang. I mean, it's kind of boring to look at, but like it's a good scooter.
Ang daming comments.
Daming suggestion, oh. Daming scooter, oh.
Daming scooter.
Kimco KRV.
I wanna try that, actually.
Oo nga.
KRV from Kimco, yeah.
Yan ang maganda.
Kimco, baka naman.
Kimco, pahiramin mo si Renz ng motor kasi meron siyang binabanggit na gusto niyang puntahan na riding destination.
Yan.
Oh,
saan yan?
Kwento mo sa amin, Renz.
Ultimate test yan, bro. Yung pinakagusto ko talagang dream ride ko is magra-ride ako from here all the way back to my lolo's house sa Zamboanga. Kasi yun dun yung parang roots ng ano ko eh, ng motorcycle journey ko eh. So sa tingin ko parang just, you know, full circle lang. So magra-ride ako pabalik dun. So ayos yan. Kung papahiramin niyo ako ng bike para gawin yan, tapos sasamahan niyo ako, mag-ride tayo sa Zamboanga. Ako na bahala sa titirahan niya doon.
Yun.
Oo.
Motor na lang kulang. Kimco, baka
na. Motor lang kulang. At pagkain, ako na bahala. Pagkain, titirahan. Motor lang.
Kahit sila lang pahirin niyo ng KRV sa akin, like, exciting. Okay na ako doon.
Uy, ganda yun. Laki yun. Comfy. Paraan ako po sa couch.
Andito si Dong literal, oh. Idol.
Uy. Si Idol.
So actually, Renz, ginawa ko yun. I went all the way down the Zamboanga Peninsula. Wow. Pero alam mo paano yung route ko. Umakyat muna akong Apari.
Mas matindi yun sa'yo.
And then bumaba ako. Nag-figure 8 ako around the Philippines. Kami nila Toto. Villanueva. 19 days Wild. Na namin ginawa yun. And then bumalik
kami. BMW ride ba yan?
Ride for Light. Sponsored ng BMW. Uh-oh.
Ah, okay. Yeah. I think I saw that sa post ni Toto one time.
Yep. Long time ago. Saya nun. Pero it's a beautiful ride. Ah. That is something I would love to do again.
How many days pa yun? Yung ride na yun?
19 days kami. 6,600 kilometers. Uh-oh.
Wow.
Ako mas gusto kong pag maglo-long ride ako ng ganyang kalayo. Maxi scoot.
The GS was the perfect bike for that, actually. Wala kang, I mean, it's long and you're doing like 13 hours in a day, but it's so comfortable and it can take anything. I think if I did that on a KTM, ma-accidente ako. Kasi you'll ride really aggressively. But tama ka, Jolly. Maxi scoot would actually be better than a GS.
Yung best time ko sa Ironman iba sa maxi scoot.
O nga, tama, JC. May XADV pala ako. Yun ang perfect.
XADV mo daw yan. Yung XADV mo, the 750 or 150?
Both.
Both.
Boat, bank, barko.
Pinakyaw.
Yung one, okay, yung 150, binili ko para sa wife ko. Para, kasi mataba ako payat yung wife ko. Parang, it's a joke. Parang nakakatawa kaming tignan kung nagra-ride kaming sabay. May mataba sa malaking bike, siya yung payat sa maliit. Pero para yung bike, parang super deform na Gundam.
Pero ako naniniwala sa ano na yan, sa ganyan na kailangan mo ng comfortable na motor. Kahit anong motor pwede mong gamitin sa biyahe.
O gamitin mo yung yung Tike.
Oo. Oh, basta meron kang Ogawa massage chair pag-uwi mo.
Correct. Galing. Yan the best segue.
Bakit pa natin pahirapan? The best bike you have is the one in your garage waiting for you.
As long as may Ogawa ka.
As long as may Ogawa massage chair ka.
Kasi may pambawi pag-uwi.
Oo.
Ang kayo galing, ulit, biya kayo ano?
Kayo mo ulit para bigyan tayong bonus ng Ogawa.
Oo.
Oh, at yung pangarap... Para ano? Para may bonus ulit.
Go, go, Bianca!
Alam mo, matagal na namin balak talaga maglagay ng Ogawa chair sa isang motorsiklo eh.
I was just about to say, sasabihin ko pa lang na baka gumawa na ng motorcycle chair si Ogawa. Pinamassage kang ganun.
Nakabanking ko, no? Biglang.
Yun ang sabi ni Galsim Aline, Ogawa sa maxi scoot. Yun talaga yung gusto namin gawin.
Yun ang ultimate,
May gumagano sa upuan mo.
Kulang na lang microwave, okay na yun.
Pero hindi naniniwala si Ogawa na gusto natin gawin eh. Parang feeling na nagpapatawa lang tayo eh.
Okay.
Ito ka, pero, kahit mo pala oh. 6'2", naka-maxim daw, 400i.
Ay, maxim?
Yan yung mga masarap. Yan mga masarap lagyan ng ano, ng Ogawa.
Hindi, yung hilig ni Jolly scooter at ni Buck.
Hi mga macho at sexy chismosa, ako nga pala si Mokoy, ang inyong corporate slave.
At ako nga pala si Ingo, ang inyong corporate lucky.
Nabalitaan nyo na ba yung pinakabagong chismis? Nandito na kami ngayon sa Podcast Network Asia.
Oo nga, kaya samahan nyo kami sa longest? Running.
Ay, yung pinakamahaba?
Comedy podcast sa buong Pilipinas.
Di ba ba longest yung pinakamahaba?
Oo, pare, tayong pinakamahaba. Ang macho chismisa.
Dahil ang tunay na macho,
chismoso.
Pag longest ba, tayo rin yung pinakamatigas?
Uy, nagpa-plug si ano, si Dong literal, makikiplug lang daw dahil magtatayo siya ng burgeran.
Oy, oo nga.
Oo, sa Mad Manila siya magtatayo ng
congrats,
burger.
Dong.
Oh, yun.
Oo.
Kailan ba yan, Dong? Kailan magsisimula? Sabado?
After yung ano,
sagot ba yan dito?
Oh,
ayun, sure. Siya, Mike.
Kung sa Mad Manila maglalagay si Dong, number one customer ba dyan si Jolly, Dong? For sure.
Wala na yung diet ni Jolly.
Wala na. Number one. Hindi, si Jolly.
Alam mo ba kung gano'ng katarik yung hill pataas sa Mad Manila?
Ha? Huh?
Hindi naman ah. Hindi naman matarik ah.
Hindi naman. Ikaw lang
kayo, na kayo na physical, doon. Kayo na physically eh. Fit.
Magja-jogging daw papuntang ano, mini-stop para bumili na ng 4-piece chicken.
Magbibigay right. Si Jolly pataas doon tapos tatlong burger.
Kakain
din
ng tatlong burger.
Oo.
Tapos uwi na, tapos iinom ng Coke.
Yun.
Oh, yeah, no, sabi one, nito, one... sponsor niya daw yung tunay na rider ng food trip.
Oh, yan. Done. Let's yan. Go.
Okay.
Madali ka, right. Madali kami kausap.
Pare, I am so confident. Alam mo, nung nasa States ako, pare, punta ka sa kahit anong pharmacy, libre yung bakuna. So lahat kinuha ko. Sagad na yung bakuna. Lahat! Kompleto na ako. Inulit ko pa.
Nanginginig
na ako sa ano eh.
Dong, nakauwi na si Iba. Nandito na si Pilipinas yan.
Nandito na ako.
Meron right. tayong ano, huling tanong iba.
Hmm. Ako na yun, di ba?
Ikaw na.
Ayun. Pero I mean, it's proven na we don't really have to ask. Because feeling ko mas tunay na rider si Renz compared to us. Pero, Renz.
Well, for me, yung tunay na rider is a person who finds his peace on his motorcycle. Ano yan? For example, kung if yung trip mo yung mabilis na riding, so you find peace while you're on track, while you're riding fast. So kung ano ka naman, yung pala biyahe ka, you find peace on the highways, on the long roads. So kung delivery rider ka, you find peace pa rin on your motorcycle because you can provide for your family. So ayun, and then ako naman kasi I find peace in my motorcycle because it's that's my alone time with God. So ayun, pag may mga concern ako sa buhay ko, nagdadasal ako while nagre-ride sa loob ng helmet ko. Ayan, pag may mga frustration ako, minsan sumisigaw pa ako sa loob ng helmet ko eh. So I believe yun, ang tunay na rider is a person who finds peace while he's on his motorcycle.
You know, I'm not really a religious person. But there are times when you're riding, and it's not all the time. No, it's not all the time. But there are times when you're riding that you're just so in tune and you zone everything out and you feel spiritual. Yeah. It's almost like and that's like, again, it's not all the time, right? But once you're in that space, parang you're one with the universe. I don't know if that makes sense, but I don't know if it's just me, but I have, yeah, you know, maybe once every 6 months or once a year, there's that time when you're riding and you're hitting the curves, and all of a sudden you have this kind of spiritual moment that just keeps on. It's like the longest prayer ever. Mm-hmm. Right? I don't know if that's just me, pero
yun yung peace na sinasabi ko. Yun. If you're a person who finds that on your motorcycle, then tunay na rider ka for me. Yun.
At speaking of peace, yan ang kailangan natin sa mundo ngayon.
Amen.
Diba?
Amen.
So, amen. Everyone, have a good night. See you next week. And let's make peace. And love
Sunday, kita-its tayo, Tapadera, everyone.
Yun.
Oo.
All right.
So, kita-its tayo, daming raffle.
Thank you pala sa Moto Lason Club.
Thank you, thank
Sakit,
you.
Utterbox, Yuasa, Podcast Network Asia, Podmetrics, Ride Manila, Under Armour, at Okawa Massage Chair.
Peace. Amen, brother.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.